A chapbook lets the poet focus like a laser on a single theme, a single topic. Michigan poet Kelly Forden is out with her new chapbook, The Witness. And the topic she explores is red hot. It's emotionally charged. The survivors of sexual abuse committed by priests. Kelly Forden, welcome back to Stateside.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, you grew up Catholic. You were even an altar girl?
I was, yes.
That was something I wanted to do, but they weren't letting girls be altar girls at the time. So you know whereof you speak as far as the tradition you grew up in.
Yes, I was. I think I was one of the first group of altar girls at my – I know I was the first group at my church and maybe in the whole church in the 70s. And I loved it. And often, you know, during the week, on the weekends, I did as many shifts as I could.
So that you loved – and the ritual and the traditions of the church. So what has led to this, to the poems and The Witness, and to wading head into this issue of clerical sexual abuse?
It is probably the last thing that I would have consciously wanted to do. My aunt took a boy to a retreat in 1985, and he was abused on the retreat by a priest. And she had no idea that that had happened at the time. It wasn't till 20 years later that she found out about it. And that was bad enough. You know, the boy, he didn't come forward. It was actually victims after him that came forward, and then finally he came forward as well. But that really hit home for me. I mean, it was my aunt in my family. She was very, very upset about it. She had been the chaperone. And then to find out that that priest had gone on for 20 years and gone to Ohio and gone to Rhode Island and gone to Peru, and he was a Dominican, and the Dominicans simply didn't believe people. Over and over again, people testified and wrote to them, and they just didn't believe it. So I was heartbroken about that. The thing that bothers me the most is the culture of, you know, deference to priests and deference to the clergy and not wanting to say anything. I mean, even you can hear in my voice how emotional this is for me to say anything against the Catholic Church, because my whole life, that's all I've known. But at the same time, I feel like so many people are protecting these priests. I mean, it is a very small percentage of priests, but people are obviously protecting them, moving them, shuffling them around. You know, there are a substantial number living in the Vatican now being taken care of. And it's just not right, in my opinion.
And you went through thousands of pages of testimony from at SNAP, which is Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests.
Correct.
And out of that came these poems?
I went through those, and I also went to the Center for Constitutional Rights. And they have asked the Vatican to release the testimony or release all of their documentation of sexual abuse, and the Vatican has refused. And so it's still up to victims to come forward, whereas, yeah, and you know how difficult that is to speak up.
As you were crafting poems that, in essence, are presenting the stories of others, what was the challenge there? What did you want to say on their behalf?
Well, I did a lot of the poems in the voice of the witness, which is a person who has never been able to get over something, so is sort of stuck in a child mentality and has witnessed some of the abuse, whether they've experienced it themselves or witnessed someone else's abuse.
Kelly Forden is my guest. Her new chapbook of poems is The Witness, inspired by thousands and thousands of pages of testimony from people who were sexually abused by priests. David Klossy, the head of SNAP, was on this program a short time ago, Kelly, and this is what he had to say about the Vatican's response to sexual abuse by its clergy. Let's take a listen.
There has never been a Catholic bishop on the planet who has been defrocked, demoted, or disciplined for concealing abuse, shuffling predators, stiff-arming police, or any kind of misbehavior related to child sex crimes. You know, forget about all the policies and procedures and protocols and panels. You know, if Pope Francis would simply say, today, these 10 or 12 or 15 bishops are no longer bishops. They're just priests. Or we're kicking them out of the church because they knowingly moved predators and enable kids to be hurt again. That would just send shockwaves throughout the Catholic world, and it should.
Do you think poetry could be a force for that kind of action on behalf of the victims?
I certainly hope so. I mean, I think when you get into the statistics and, you know, I've gotten into this argument with people, you know, and they'll say, oh, it was a very small percentage of priests and blah, blah, blah. And it's easy for people to write that off and to argue against that. But when you get into the voice of someone who's actually experienced abuse, it's really hard to minimize that. Really, if you read the testimony as well, it's hard to minimize it once you've read it.
Well, in fact, speaking of the voice of the victim, I'm wondering if you'll give us the poem called The Witness 2.
Sure. The Witness 2. Most days he doesn't feel like saying anything antagonistic. Most days he's happy with toast and tea, a little bit of television, a stroll. But every now and then the witness is struck down mid-jaunt. Every now and then the witness tumbles down the stairs. The water in the shower comes out scalding hot. The witness's hair falls out in clumps. The witness can't remember his name. He can't even get out of bed. Shake it off. There is nothing he would like more. If you run into the witness at a dinner party, he will not bring it up. He'll listen to your suburban saga politely. He's been known to suck down a shot of vodka, a snort or two. In other words, he could be you if you had witnessed it. If you were on your merry way one day when you were very small and everyone around you was very, very tall, the witness cannot talk about this like a normal person, which is why they sometimes lock him up. They keep him under observation, like a faucet that's lost a clot. He can't seem to make the images stop.
And that's quite a life that these witnesses are living. Have you turned away from the Catholic Church?
Yes, I have. I really regret having to say that. As I said, one day it just snapped and I could not take it anymore.
Would there be any merit in speaking out for those survivors and against predator priests from within the church, or do you feel it can be more effective from the outside?
If there was any way for me to get my faith back in the Catholic Church, I would certainly work hard to do that. But once it was gone, it was just gone. Unfortunately, my thing is, so many people protected these priests and moved them from place to place. In fact, the metaphor I would use for it is, it would be as if I was on the Titanic and I was riding along, and then the Titanic started to go down, and the architect, instead of going down with it and taking responsibility, jumped off and said, I have another one of these boats. Would you like to get on this one? And, you know, no, thank you. I need you to change the boat. I need you to, this is not structurally sound. This is not okay. And I just feel like they've danced around it too much. And if one day I were to see, you know, Pope Francis stand up and say, no, these bishops were wrong. These people protected pedophiles for no apparent reason. Here are all the documents. I'd come back.
Kelly Forden. Her new chapbook is The Witness. Kelly, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.